all the virtues of the odd nights. Don't fall in the trap that it's only on the 27th. It's whenever, whether we feel something, I always say, whether we feel something or not, then people say, ah, it was last night. So now you didn't make ibadat. For example, on the 23rd night, and somebody said that some Hazrat said it was last night, and 24th night, 27th night, 29th night, we not busy making ibadat. Because we see that Hazrat said it's over, and I lost time. Don't make that mistake. Just make sure we make our effort for trying to seek Laylatul Qadr. Whether we get the feeling or not, whether the sun had a rays in the morning or not, whether the water became sweet, all those things should not worry us. Just make sure, you know, I just came across a beautiful clip today, maybe you also saw it. If you read two rakats of namaz tonight, that two rakats is equal to 84 years of ibadat, 83 years and 4 months. If you give one rand, that one rand is equal to giving charity. For how much? 83 years and 4 months. And if you made one Allah, you read three times, Qul Hu Allah is equal to the thawab of one Quran. So it is actually Quran that you have read for a period of how much? 83 years and 4 months. Let us not let it go away, my respected friends. Let us make ibadat here already. You know, one beautiful thing about Laylatul Qadr is, it's not like a little moment. You know, on a Friday we know, there is one moment when you make dua, Allah accepts it. Allah is so kind. He says, Laylatul Qadr, from the time the sun sets, Salamunhi hatta matla'il fajr, till the time of fajr. So whatever we can do, we eat now, we go home, we rest a little bit, and then we start, we're sitting at home, or we'll come back to the masjid. Remember, when you come back to the masjid, don't come around looking for collective zikrs and programs and asking somebody else to lead us. That's not the right way. Itikaf, and that should be in a situation where a person, him and Allah. Really, if you just do that properly, forget about who's making whatever other ibadat, just connect your personal self, your soul, your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just get lost in His remembrance, and then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to you. So Allah ta'ala give us this. So if you come back here also, do not disturb anybody, do our own thing, if you're at home also. Whatever we can do. Like what must we do? Like I said, make nafil namaz, make tilawat of the Quran, make dhikr. What dhikr to make? A whole year, alhamdulillah, from last year, 26th of March, you are getting dhikr every day on the group. So the dhikr that you must make is Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanazim, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah. Those are all the dhikr that are celebrating the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just heard the hadith now. If Jibreel alayhi salam is coming down tonight, if we busy making any dhikr, he's going to make dua for the malaika, going to make salam to us. What did we gain? We gained everything. We didn't get anything the whole year, but we got that, we got the greatest thing. Allah Ta'ala give us all profit, Allah give us sincerity, and Allah accept, inshallah. Our first dhikr today is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second dhikr is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah is the greatest thing that exists, because it is through the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything on the face of this earth has got its existence. And as long as the name of Allah ta'ala is taken on the face of this earth, this whole world will be in existence. The name, the day they don't want to take one name of Allah, then they will jump out of. So we have to try and bring the greatness of the name of Allah, the sweetness of the name of Allah, and also the reality of how this name is keeping everything on the face of this earth connected. And once we are connected to the name of Allah, we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalalu, Allah, 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 definitely, inshallah, it is covered because Allah will take it away just like that. We don't know how it came, we don't know why it's here, we don't know why it's going to go and how it's going to go, but through our istighfar, our niyaz, as we said, Allah since istighfar, Allah Ta'ala brings about a lot of changes. So we make istighfar and forgiveness. We say, Allah, if we did something wrong, which we did too, we ask you to forgive us and all those who committed, and all those who are committing sins right now also. But oh Allah, we ask you to be kind to us and accept all our forgiveness, our seeking of forgiveness, and change the condition of the Muslims for the day. But not all the Muslims, for the whole world at this point in time. We make dua for everybody that we must get out of this difficulty, inshallah. Astaghfirullah, 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 أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Let me just make one dhikr, very important one, of perfuming ourselves through the recitation of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we got, these beautiful days, these beautiful moments, is all through the sadaqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will say, inshallah, through durood we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down different kinds of blessings and mercies upon us.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 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 Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa naqibatu al-muttaqin wa salatu wa salam wa ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أنت السلام ومن السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى في هذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والأخلاق والغنى. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا أرحم الراحمين, we thank you for having granted us the opportunity to stand in Taraweeh tonight and to witness the Taraweeh and now to be present in this gathering where we are remembering you. Ya Allah, we ask you for your kindness and through the blessings and the mercy of this most beautiful month, forgive all of us that are present in this masjid and all those that Taraweeh with us, and the entire town, and our mothers and sisters, and the entire province, and the entire country, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive all and everyone, with every sin, big and small, minor and major, whether it was unintentionally or unintentionally. Ya Allah, your mercy and the oceans of your mercy are so great and so vast. Ya Allah, that can wash away everyone's sins, no matter how big it is, in one swift move, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we turn to you. You are Al-Ghaffar. You are the one who forgives repeatedly and excessively. You are At-Tawwab. You are the one who accepts repentance repeatedly and continuously and frequently. Ya Allah, you are Al-Ghafoor. You are the one who forgives. Ya Allah, we turn to you. Ya Allah, you are Al-Afu. You are the one who overlooks. Oh Allah, you love to overlook sins. Ya Allah, we ask you to overlook our sins and to pardon our sins. Ya Allah, all the sins we have committed, which has been the cause of your anger and wrath, which has brought about so much difficulty. Ya Allah, we submit our weakness in front of you, and we ask you to forgive all our sins, and forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. inshallah change the conditions, bring good conditions, bring normal conditions, bring even better conditions that way. Everything is in your hands. Everything is in your hands. Ya Allah, we submit, you are the greatest, you are the mightiest. Ya Allah, you are the most generous, you are the most beneficent. Ya Allah, you are the most loving and you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, there is no being like you. There is no one from whom we can expect like how we can expect from you. So we're spreading our hands and asking you with our small hands to grant us through your great mercy and magnanimity, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, set up every kind of good condition on everyone that is present here and on the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, send them every kind of every good condition. So we've got difficulties. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ill, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant them shifa. Ya Allah, today one of our very close friends phoned and asked for special du'as. His wife is in hospital, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. We ask you, Ya Allah, to grant him shifa and to grant shifa to the whole Ummah, those who are suffering from any kind of sickness, those who've got COVID, those who've got chronic disease and sickness. Ya Allah, you are the curer. Ya Allah, you are the Ashafi, the curer. Ya Allah, you cure everyone, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Those that are recuperating from operations and from conditions and from procedures and from all, whatever it may be, you grant all of them shifa, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Those who have got financial problems, you remove their financial problems, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Those people who have got debts, you pay off their debts. Those who don't have jobs, Ya Allah, you open their doors. Those who have got jobs, Ya Allah, you give them barakah in their rosy and their sustenance and abundantly. Ya Allah, send on your special mercy on everyone, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. On the people that are sitting in itikaf, on the people that are present here, on the old people, on the people that have passed away, on our ustaz, and on the whole Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Have mercy on the Ummah, wherever they might be. Grant us all the things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked, and save us from all the things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked to save from. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin.